Right. You're holding up Chav Beis, Perek Sheni. The Mishnah starts off, Borishayna, at the beginning, Kol mi sheroitza litroim es ha-mezbeach toirim. At the beginning, which any kohen that wanted to do the mitzvah Truma Tzadeshen, he had a right to do it. Rashi Borishayna, Kol mi sheroitza litroim. Kol kohen shayim yoyse beisav, that was part of this beisav, they have the right to do the avoidah this week, this day, is roitza litroim adeshen shachris toirim. They didn't have to choose which kohen should do the avodah. Mashenken, the other avodah sayim, there was always a pious, was something they used to choose to know which one did the avodah. Mashenken, at the beginning, this avodah of Trumas Hadeshen, we'll see in the Gemara why, there wasn't a pious. But whoever wanted, any kohen that wanted to do it, would just go and do it. What about of Zman Shem Merubin? Let's say there were a few of them, a few kohanim, wanted to do this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. So they used to have a race. Is Rotzin v'Oilin ba'Kevesh? They used to like run up the plank of the Mizbeach. And Kol HaKoidim Eschaveiro b'Arbamis Zochem. Whoever would run up there first and win the race would get to the top four Amis first, he would be Zoche. That coin would be allowed to do the Avoida today, he'll do the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the first Avoida they do in the morning, that again they go to the Mizbeach on part of the Esher that's burnt out already, and they take a shovel full off the Mizbeach and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. That's the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. So at the beginning, any kohen that wanted, if there be a few of them that have a race, to see who would get up first. So Drashi, B'Vaman Shem Rubim, Ha'boyin Litrum, if you have a few kohanim that want to do the Trumas Hadeshen, and only one kohen can do it, is Zeroim Ranitarim, Zeroim Ranitarim, Zohayim Mishpotay. So what do we do if you have a few of them, that each one said he wants to do this mitzvah, is Rotzin V'Yerlam Ba'Kevish, Shei Shloisha Mushtayim Aruch. It's 32 amas long, so they used to have a race who could get first to the top four amas. Why punkta to have the race to run up the Mizbeach? Let them have a race down in the middle of the Azor, should have a race, put ground to run. Could be one of two things, either because the Trumas Hadeshen was on top of the Mizbeach, it's like to show who could run to get there first at the place where they're going to do the Avodah. So the race was who could run up the plank first. Or else maybe Stam, it was a harder run to run upwards. So they want to see if you want to do the mitzvah and want to run there, let's see if you can get there first. Do a harder running to run up the plank. What about the Imhoyu Shnayim Shovim? Let's say two of them won the race. Two of them at the same time got up to the top of Dalramis. What do they do? Is Hamamuna Aimer. Now the Mamuna says, Hamamuna Aimer, the Sakana Kahanim says to them, Hatspiyu. Means put out your fingers. And this is, we'll soon see, this is the pious. Umahein moitzien, what did they put out? Achas eshtayim, either one finger or two fingers. So Gemara asks the questions, either one or two, what do you mean one or two? So that we'll see in the Gemara. V'yein moitzien agoidu b'migdish. You're not allowed to put out your thumb. You have to put out your finger, but not the thumb. The thumb you can't stick out. We'll soon see why not. Yidrashi. V'yemhoyu shneim shavim. Then if two of them ran and one got to the top at the same time, then neither of them was zeichel to do the mitzvah. So what do we do now? So Rashi avo mayato kulam boyin lahato gerul. Interesting. Now Rashi says, not only these two kahanim, but all the kahanim of the Beis Av come to make a piyus now. So you all make a gerul. Umawa gerul. What is the gerul? How do we choose now? Hamamuna alafay says oimul kulam. The Sakan that took care of the Paisa said like this. He used to tell them, Hatzbiyu, Zakrashi, Hoitziyu etzpasechem, Kol Echod, Yira etzpo, each one to stick out his finger. Now the pshat was, that the pious here was, he used to count them. Now you're not allowed to count the person 1, 2, 3, so you count the fingers. So each Kohen used to put out his finger, and the Sakan used to go around counting the fingers. Trashi, can a forest come on? Repirkin, Makifin, they made a circle. So the Mamuna, the Skan, came. He took off the hat, the Mitznefes, from one of these Kahanim. From him, from that person that took off his hat, they used to start counting from him. Limnois. Now, around the circle, all the Kahanim would stick out their fingers. Leminyan, to count. Kol Shaminyan, kol a boy, who zeicha. Like, let's say there were 20 kohanim there. So you used to pick a number, let's say like 50. And when he picked number 50, it means he would go around counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and go around and around. And whatever number 50 fell out on, that koyin was zeichah to do it. That's how the pious went. That was the girl. He'd say the 100 or 60. Harbe yaisim ishoyishom. Hakanim. More than the kanim. We had only 20 kanim, so we pick a number like 60 or like 100. Now he took off the hat, the misnefes, from one of the kahanim. So he started to count from that coin. So he saw the v'holich, and he went around. And it went around and around till he finished counting. Whichever the number ended by that person, who has zeicha? That's the way they did all the pious. All the pious was, again, they had all the kanim around in a circle, and the skan picked any one kain and told him, you, take off your hat. And then the skan picked the number out of his head, any big number he wanted, and then he started to count from that person, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and he counted around and around and around, and whenever number hundreds came out on, that was the one to be zeicha. And what did they count? They counted the fingers. Like we'll see in the Gemara, not allowed to count the persons. So you have to count the fingers. Each kohen had to stick out his finger, and the skan went around counting the fingers. And he went around 100 times till he got to number 100, and that's the one that won. No, counting fingers, not the person. Trash yachas eshtam gemar parach lo. Monashach, either one or two. V'yein moitzin agoydel b'migdash. When you have this count, you can't stick out your thumb. Trash b'gemar meforish. We're afraid of the trickery people. That when they see the number is going to end, like they see he's up to number 98, and he knows he only goes to 100, and he's number 99. So he lost, because number 100 wins. So nobody's going to do. Number 99 is going to stick out his finger like this. To have two counts. So count number 99 and number 100. Say, oh, that's me. So that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of the guy standing right before the next guy, and he sees the count him, number 99 is him, and he knows number 100 is the next fellow, so he'll stick out his finger like this. So the thumb, you could spread out very far away from your finger. That's where you're not allowed to spread out your thumb. Any other two fingers, you can't spread away so far. So then they'll catch you, they'll know it's one person. It's only like this, you can spread out very far. So they didn't want you to stick out your thumb, because you shouldn't be able to spread out very far away your thumb from your first finger. Put out two fingers. He should count them by two different people. The Yamar Haminyan Lachalois boy, and the count will end by him. He'll be number 100. And the Mamuna, the one that's counting, won't realize that. You could spread very far away your thumb from your finger. Harbei, v'nira ketzboyis beis bnei yodim. And it could look like you're two people like this. So therefore, you never put out your thumb. Any other one you could put out, but not your thumb. Because then the people shouldn't be able to go like this. Weiter. The Gemara Maisa, it happened later on. It once happened to Maisa. Shoyushneyem shovim. There were two kahanim that were shoven, v'rotzin v'erlin ba'kevis, and there's two of them wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshin, and they both started to run up the kevis. V'dochaf echod miyem eschaveroim, and one pushed the other one, v'nofel, and he fell off the kevis, v'nishpura raglin, he broke his leg. Now v'chivon shiroa bezdin, shabon v'esakono, when the bezdin saw that doing this eitzam, of letting them have a race, who could run up first the kevis? They came with a takana. Somebody hurt himself. Is this kino? Now Bezdin made a new takana. That shiloyeh termin esamizbeach ela b'payis. That this avoida also was only chosen with the payis. You can't some have a race. Now it's totally anybody that wants to. You come in the payis, and they made the same thing. Everybody puts out their fingers, and the skan went around counting them. And when the number ended off, that's the one that won. Now the mishnah arba payosay sayusham. That throughout the day of the different avodas, there were four different like gerolas throughout the day. The zeha pious arishon. This was the first girl. The first thing they chose for was who would be zeicha to do the mitzvah of trumat hadeshin. This was the first pious. So Rashi, Ela Bapayis, Zeshe Paras, like we just learned. Now that the corner was no race, but right away we make a pious. Abba Payos Asayashom, Dalit Pomim Bayoim, Nesofel Napayis. Four times throughout the day, all the Kanim of that Pesav got together, and they made a pious that they chose which one should be Zeche to do the Avoid. So the Gemara, Vomikora, my time, Loitkino, Lorabon, and Paisa. How come at the beginning, when the Mishnah starts off, that Rishayna, there wasn't a pious? Rishayna, at the beginning, the first din was, whoever wants to do the Trumas Hadeshin could just come and say, I want to do it. And if you have a few people wanting to, then they made a race. How come right away at the beginning they didn't do this eitzah of making a pious like they did later on in the other avoidus? Why was the Trumas Hadeshin different than the other avoidus? Drashi v'avoidizu, sha Trumas Hadeshin mikoro, koidim shira takolim rutsosram, my time lot kinu la pious. Kechol shara voides to maslitzim. The tanina and shakol tchilosam the pious voidsam. Like we'll see later on, all the different avoides they chose you with this type of a pious. So how come the trumas hadeshin at the beginning wasn't like that? So Gemara says meikor at the beginning. So far the rabbanon thought that kivan de avoides lailuhi, since this is an avoide a work that you do when it's still nighttime, even before olas hashachar loichashivelhu. Not so choshev, so the kahanim won't come running and want to do it. For loy also, and you won't have so many kahanim wanting to do it. So therefore, you don't have to have a pious. No, you'll be happy if one kohen or two, whoever comes, a few of them, one or two would come. So stam, normally only one would come, so let him do it. If you have two or three, let them have a race. But you don't have that many kahanim coming to want that you shall have to make a pious. Avikivon the chos lekosi the kosi v'yosla desakona. But later on, the Chum saw that no, people, the Kahanim, were coming. They did want to do the Trumas Hadeshin. And they had to come onto the race. And throughout the race, people hurt themselves. The Melo now, Tkino Law Paisa. Now the Rabbon already made a Takona to make a Pais, just like the other Avoides. But I call upon him at the beginning, since this was only an Avoida that you do at nighttime, it wasn't so Choshim, there wasn't such a big line, a way to do this Avoida. So Drashi, Kivin, the Avoides Lailahi. Like we had before, you're allowed to do the Trumas Hadeshin throughout the night, like we had on Yom Kippur by night and did it by Chatzos, by the Regolim that did it even after the first Hashemira. So you see, you're allowed to do it throughout the night. The Kahanim didn't bother them who should do it, and they wouldn't come to fight, so they didn't have to make a pious to satisfy them. But later, when they saw they did come and they pushed one another, then they made a pious. Fred Gemara. For a hevorim upadorim, vineyard to burn the pieces of meat of the kabonis, the hectorimurim. The avoidus lily, it's an avoidus that you could do at nighttime. The shchit and the zrikas adam of the kabonis have to be done by daytime. But the burning of the meat you could do at nighttime. Utkino la rabbona paisa. And still there's a pious which kain is zecha to burn the avorim of the pieces of meat. So if you're telling me now anything you do at nighttime is not kosher, they don't come to run, so how come there was a pious? With which kohen should be zoicha to burn the evorim upadorim? There shouldn't be any fight about it. So drashi v'aktaras evorim shukosher kol alaylo utanan gabi paisos demasnitzin mi mal evorim lekevesh o min hakevesh lemizbeach. Who's going to do this? So you see, even for an avoid at night time, most of there was nini from the peis. So Gemara answers soifa avoided the yomamhi. The union of burning the evorim, true, you did it at night time, but it wasn't like an avoid that you first started at night. It was the end of the avoidus of the kabonis. The Moshe, you made the shchita and the zrika at daytime. Now, how do you finish off the avoid of that korban oilah? You burn the meat. See, even though you burn it at night, but it's called the end of the avoidus hayoim. That's why it was a choshev avoidah. So Rashi, soif avoidah the imamhi, shu gomroi shu korban, shu nishchet payoim. That's the end of the korban that you shechta by daytime. Venizrak domoi, and you made the zrika at adam bayoim. It was a choshev thing in the eyes of the Kahanim. That they should come to fight about it. But since it was a double choshev, that's what had to make a peace. Fred Gemara, hai nami, tchila savoida di imamihi. Fred Gemara, this is also called the tchila savoida di imamihi. So what's the Trumas Hadeshin? No, it's not stam called an avoida that you do at night time. It should also be called a choshev avoida. Because the Trumas Hadeshin, this is the first avoida you do in the daytime. If somebody's mekadesh his hands for the Trumas Hadeshin, is lemochor
tomorrow ain't tzorach lekadish. You don't have to be mekadish your hands a second time. Whereas even if you made the kiddush for the Trumat Hadeshin before the Olas HaShachar, when it comes in the morning, Olas HaShachar, you don't have to wash hands over again. Why not? Shekva kiddush metchilas avodah. Because you already mekadish your hands at the beginning of the avodah. So the Havamin Rizda means that Trumat Hadeshin, this is the beginning of the avodah of the Yom. So even though you washed your hands before Olas HaShachar, but since you washed your hands for the purpose of doing the Trumat Hadeshin, that's considered like the beginning of the avodah Sayyim. So you see, Trumat Hadeshin is called the Choshev Avodah. Have the Gemara know what it means to say is Eimav Shekva Kiddush Mitchila La Avodah. It doesn't mean that the Trumat Hadeshin is the first avodah of the Yom. No, Trumat Hadeshin is called an avodah of the Laila. But just means since you were Mekadosh Hands Mitchila at the beginning before you did an avodah, you don't have to wash your hands again. But not that Trumat Hadeshin is considered the beginning of the avodah Sayyim. It just means since you washed your hands at the beginning, you don't have to wash it over again. So Drashi, Lamachar ain't Tzarech Lekadosh. Im lo yotze min ha-migdash. If the Kohen did not go out of the Migdash, he doesn't have to wash his hands again. V'yafilu l'Rebbe, the Yomah B'shchitas Kodshim, linas mu'elas v'kiddush adayim v'raglayim, that waiting overnight passes your hands, that you have to wash your hands over again. If somebody came in today to do the Avoidah, and he stays in the base of Migdash the whole night, when it comes tomorrow morning, according to Rebbe, you have to wash your hands a second time. Because throughout the night, makes up sulina. Avazakrashi moidhu. But Rebbe is moido the mikrus gever at Safron, that if you wash your hands for the Trumas Hadeshin, which was done by the krus gever, even though you wait now until Safron to the morning, loy postulina. This short time between the krus gever and the Safron, there's no psulina. So that's what this din is saying. If you washed your hands by the krus gever, let's serve the avoidance of Trumas Hadeshin, you don't have to wash your hands that day. And it says, why? Because metchila savoida. Alma tchila savoida korilo. So the Havamin reads that the Trumat Hadeshin, this is called the beginning of the Avodah, so it's a Choshev Avodah. So Umar answers no. Eima say like this, Shekva Kiddush Metchila, L'shum Avodah, just means that you were Mekadosh Hands before already for the purpose of doing an Avodah. But not that this Avodah has to mean the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim. So Ritva says that this is only a Dichu B'Yalma. Like really though, this is the Yemes though. Really Trumat Hadeshin is called the Choshev Avodah. Really it is a Avodah Sayyim. It is the Tchilas Hayyim. So, Ika Diyami, something like this. Ika Diyami, another svar. Again, the question was, how come at the beginning, by the Trumas Hadeshin, they did not make a piece? They just did, whoever came has first right. And if they had a few of them, they had a race. How come? So, Ika Diyami, something like this. Meikor at the beginning, Sabar. Kivon Dikoy Neshino. Since that's very probably most people oversleep, they won't get up so early to do the avodah of Trumas Hadeshin. Loy also, people won't come, they're going to be sleeping. But this is an avodah you have to start doing by the krus hagever, so you have to be up before that. So people won't come so fast. But later, kivon the chaz of the yosui, but later they saw that they were coming. So when you had a few people coming, the yetzer was to make a race. But then they saw that with the race, one person pushed the other one off, so they came with a sakana. Is tkinu lo rabonin paisa. Then the Rabbanan said, we'll make a pious already, even for the Trumas Hadeshin, also there's a pious. Now, how are you zeicha to make the Trumas Hadeshin? With the pious. For the Gemara, now again on this man, the Yama, I, v'arei evorim v'pedorim, di'ik o'y neshino, o'tkinu la Rabbanan paisa, I, for the evorim v'pedorim also, it's an avoid you do at night time. So also we should say, not too many kanam would come to burn the meats at night, because at night they're all sleeping already. Just like you're telling me now in the early morning for the Trumas Hadeshin, you're not going to have too many people because it's too early to get up. Who was in at night time? It's too late to be up. So my answer is Poshid. Shani migno mi mekum. There's a difference if you didn't go to sleep yet. To stay up a little bit later, that's easier than if you're already sleeping to get up early in the morning. Hey, to get up early in the morning for the Trumas Hadeshin, since you're already sleeping, it's very hard to get up. So you're not going to have too many kanim to get up. Mashenkin at night, for the Avorim of Pedor and the Pshat is you're still up. You didn't go to sleep yet. So that's not so hard to stay up. So for the burning of the Pedorim and the Avorim, you will have a lot of Kahanim. That's why there right away you had to make a piece. So Drashi Shani Migna Mimekum. Noyach Le Liyodim, it's easier for a person, Lenadei Tshinu Miyenov, to keep himself awake, not to go to sleep, Milelech Lishin, rather than going to sleep, At Soif HaLayla, Miliyos Oymed Mimitosa Vihashkoma, Shetrumas Hadeshin. So it's easier to keep yourself up and not to go to sleep the whole night, rather than going to sleep and having to get up early in the morning. It's harder to get up for a Truma Tadeshin. So that's why for a Truma Tadeshin at the beginning, they didn't think Tumah Nekanim would come. So that's why they didn't make a Pius. Even though for the Avorim and Pedurim, for that they did have a Pius. Because that was easier to stay up. Now for the Mar Nukash now. The Tekanto Lahagisehve, is it true that you made a Takana this way? So Rashi says, Kushi, Tuchi Nefnei Takolo, Shiro Nesakon Lepius, is it a Svar what you're saying? Because somebody made a Takana, because somebody pushed one another over. That's why they made this Takana, you have to make a Pius. No, it should be the opposite way around. So Drashi Bolo Hai Gisa Heavy. Bishril Sida Marocho Ushne Gizri Aitim Sha Torim Hua Mesadir. Like there's a new reason. The Moros asked the question, what are you saying? Why did the Rabbanan now make a pious by their Truma Tadeshin? Because like the Mishnah says, that's not gonna happen. One time they ran up and one person pushed off the other Kain. So because of that might they made the Takana. Fredrik Moros, it's not true. I have another reason why the Rabbanan should be Mesakan a pious. That's the Lashon HaGemara Rashi learns again. But the Kantalak Yisu, is this the reason why the Rabbanan made the Takana? Because of Mishum Sakana, they pushed off one another. This should be the reason why the Rabbanan made a Takana. You should have to have a pious by the Truma Tadeshin. Because the Tanya, we learned like this. Mishe Zocha B'Truma Tadeshin. The Kohen that was Zocha to do the mitzvah of Truma Tadeshin is Zocha B'Sidim Marocha. He also has the right to put the wood on top of the Marocha. To put the wood on top of the Sidim Marocha. So who you see it's a Choshev Avoida then. So since it's a Choshev and Avoida that to do the Truma Tadeshin, you have a right to do a few other things also. So male now, a lot of people would come. So that's the reason why you should have to have the Takana. Not only Mishum HaSakana. So Drashi. V'olai Gisevi, Bishvil Sidah HaMarocha, U'shnei Gizri Eitzin, Sha'atoyrim Hu HaMesader. The one that does the Truma Tadeshin, he has the right to Mesader the Marocha, to make up the small wood on the bottom, and then you have to put on top of that, the Shnei Gizri Eitzin, two big pieces of wood, a Nama long, a Nama by a Nama. Since one Kohen did all these things, yesh kan avodas chashuvos or mikarboi pius. The churut's a chashuv thing now. He's having in the word Truma Tadeshin is a small avoda. People don't come. But now that there's a din that you do a few things, so the churut at the beginning for this there should have been a pius because a lot of kohen would come to do this since it's a very chashuv an avoda. So you don't have to come out like our Mishnah says mishum sakona. That's why they made a pius. The churut they should have made the pius because poshid. A lot of Kohanim are going to come to do the mitzvah, Truma Tadeshin, because even though it's hard to do it, but you're zeichah with a lot of things. You could do the Siddur Marocha, you could do the Shnei Gizri Eitzim also. Have the Gemara like this. Amar Rav Ashi, Shtei Takonis Hevi. True, there were two different times, two different Takonis. Meikar at the beginning, Sovar Lo Yossi. At the beginning, the Rabbanan thought, no Kohanim is going to want to come to do the mitzvah, Truma Tadeshin. Like we're saying, it's not such a Choshev and Avoidom, it's too early in the morning to get up, they won't want to come. So Kivon the Chazi the Kosli, but once the Chum saw no, they were coming. The Yosanam the Sakono and the Bekom the Sakonom Kino Lefaisa. They made a peace. Like it says in our Mishnah. Now Kivon is Kino Lefaisa, since they're Masaka now, you can't stop come and get the true Masadeshin. You have to come, make a circle, and we'll choose which one she gets it. Abizer Lo Yosui. Now the Kanim stop coming. They figured if we're going to have a pious for this avoidum, it's not worth it to get up so early in the morning. The cloud, the Kanim stopped to come. They didn't want to do the avoid the Truma Tadeshin. They figured it's not worth it. If a bish told me, if I know I'll come and I'll do it, so I'll get up early today to do it. But if I know, even when I get there early, I'm going to have to make a circle and I'm going to choose all the Kanim and start counting again all around, it's not worth it for me to come there. That's what the Kanim said. Like, it's too hard to get up and to have to wait there. They said, Lo Yossi Amr, they said, Mi Yema de Misram Milon, who said that I'll be Zeicha to do the Mitzvah Truma Tadeshin? So maybe they stopped coming. His Hodos Kino Lo, Lohu, then the Rabban had to make a second Takonom, that what? That Mi Shezocha be Truma Tadeshin, any Kohen that Zeicha the Truma Tadeshin, Yitzke be Siddur Marochon. He should be Zeicha to do the Siddur, set up the Marochon, to make the fire on top of the Mizbeach. And he was the one, Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. And he's the one to do the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. He could put the two pieces of wood down on top of the Marocha. Ki heichi dineitziv nefaisu. Today the Kazanim should figure, it's taka worthwhile coming. And even though you have to make a fee, so what? It's worthwhile doing it. That since I'll be zeichin a few things, I'll have the mitzvah truma tadeshen, I'll have the mitzvah of the siddim arochon, of the gezireitzim, it's worth it to do it. That's why they came. So that was the two different akonis. At the beginning, Michlal, not too many people came, so there was no peace. So then they made, then they started to come. So then, because of the sakana, that they had to have a race, and one pushed off the other one, they made a sakana to make a peace. Now that they made a peace, not too many kohanim wanted to come, they stopped coming, so that's why they had to make another sakana, that whoever comes and is zoiche with the peace, to be zoiche for the Trumas Hadeshin, he'll get the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim also, with the Marocha. Therefore, kohanim started to come. Right, this Mishnah says it was man shame Reuben. If you have a few of them, so they used to run up the kevish. Ma'amar Rav Papa, pshitali arba amis. That's what it says. Whoever got to the first four amis, the arya loy. It doesn't mean the first four amis on the ground before the kevish starts to go up. Because rotsin v'erlin v'kevish tenan. It says clearly they have to run up the plank. So it doesn't mean the first four amis on the ground before you go up the kevish. No. It doesn't mean either the first four amas of it, but they have to run on it. So if you just say whoever gets to the first dalad amas, that's not called running. You don't run, like you cannot stop the first dalad amas you got there. Like the plank was, the kevish was 32 amas long. So you can't say it means whoever got to the first dalad amas, because it says the lashon, they have to run up. So mashma, you have to do some running on the kevish itself. So which dalad amas does it mean? Zoktavaita. It doesn't mean in between, like the bottom of the kevish and the top of the kevish, someplace in between the dalad amas there, it's not mistaber, means that either. It doesn't mean that either. Because we don't know which dalad amas you're going to mean. So since we don't know which dalad amas you're going to mean, so it's not mistaber, they meant dalad amas in the middle. So pshitli, I know, understand now for sure that the gab mizbeach tanan. It's zichem meant whoever reaches the top dalad amas of the mizbeach first, he's the one that's going to be zeicher. The top dalad amas of the kevish, he's going to be zeicher. Rashi pshitli the arba the kevish gabe mizbeach tanan. It means the last four amas of the kevish before it touches the mizbeach. Miu homi boli, but I still have a suffix though. Much like this. Of a boy or a puppet. Puppet says, but I still have a suffix, though. Arba amis, shamru. That we said, the one that reached the last four amis of the kevish, bahadei amma yisoid, the amma soiviv, does it mean including the amma of the yisoid and the amma of the soiviv, which we'll soon see that on the mizbeach itself was like this. The mizbeach itself, on the bottom, there was one amma yisoid that came out an amma. There was the bottom, then it came up an amma, and it went indentured an amma in, then it came up. So the bottom part of the mizbech is called the yisoid. Like it went up. So there's one amma indentured on the yisoid. Then when the mizbech went up by the soidev also, it also went in an amma, the mizbech, and then it went up again. Now the kevesh, when it went up straight on top, it reached the mizbech, it passed the bottom amma of the mizbech. Like it reached down the top of the mizbech like this. So on the bottom here, you already have an amma sticking out of the yisoid, and an amma of the soiviv also. So the kevesh taka touches the top of the mizbech, not at the beginning of the mizbech, where it starts on the floor, but rather two amas in, that's where the kevesh meets the mizbech. Like on the floor, the mizbech starts two amas out. Now when it comes up, it goes in one amma yisoid, it comes up more, goes in one amma soiviv, and now on top over here, that's where the kevesh meets it. So the kevesh overlaps two amis of the mizbech itself. So now when I said you have to meet the last dalad amis, doesn't mean the last dalad amis away from the bottom of the mizbech, which really means six amis away from the top of the kevish, because the top of the kevish goes two amis onto the mizbech. So it meant to say four amis away from where the kevish meets the bottom of the mizbech. Or else no, it means the last four amis where the kevish touches the top of the mizbech. So that was a suffix. His boy Rapapa. Arab Amis, that's what we say, the one that reaches the last four Amis, Shamrum. Pahada Yama Yisoid V'Yama Soiviv, it means including the Yama Yisoid and the Yama Soiviv. In other words, Mamish, the last four Amis of the Kevish, of the plank, whoever reaches there first, is Zoicha. Or Duma, maybe meant to say no. Bar me'ama yisoid v'yama soiviv teku. He meant to say no, excluding that. In other words, really you have to be 6 amis away from the tachton of the mizbeach.
Trash Duma, lesmichas ritzpas tachtoina the mizbeach noket lo. It means to say where the bottom of the mizbeach really is, 4 amis down there, from there on the plank. Levad mi yisoid v'soiviv. Shushesh koidim lesmichas gagoi.
So really means to say whoever reached the last 6 amas of the kevish, because the last 2 amas of the kevish, that was overlapping the yam of the yisoid and the yam of the soiviv. So the last 2 amas here is not called part of the 4 amas. It means 4 amas of the kevish before it reaches the mizbeach. So together it means 6 amas. That was a...